The
Did you
fucking
guys?
gnarliest thing I've ever fucking heard of medically that I've actually seen in person was my HVAC teacher, and he's still functioning and all that shit, but he had to get something done to his sinuses and his nose, and they went up and like drilled into the bone and shit.
You're gonna think I'm so stupid. I'm at $87,000,
Are
so
you
it's lower.
fucking kidding me? Dude.
I'd look at the
Oh.
fucking bread, and there'd be like a little black on the bread. I'd be like,
Ew!
"Oh, that won't kill me."
Why would you do that? That's fucking disgusting.
I've seen some post about the Chinese Shandong Temu delivering to the United States because of all the tariffs.
Good. The fuck out of here.
But you don't want Chinese fucking jack stands?
Fuck no. I like living when I'm under my car, buddy. I buy the
It's
Harbor Freight ones.
way more reliable.
American made, boy. American made.
Yes, you can still buy off of Temu.
Hold on. I almost got this. Almost got this.
Does anyone
So I should have
have?
just done this on my phone.
Oh, are you Googling it?
Yes. No, go ahead.
Oh, I was gonna say, does anybody have any stories that they want to
You are chunking
cutting
bad.
out? Yeah, you're cutting out real bad.
Can you hear me now?
Yeah.
Well, now I'm scared to talk.
No, you're good, man.
What'd you say?
I just said, does anyone have any news stories they want to share?
Yeah, the dude in North Carolina, the Popeyes manager, he got mad at his employee for burning the biscuits too many times, so he shot him.
That's
Hell yeah.
fucking crazy.
Reasonable crash out.
Imagine burning the biscuits so many times, your boss just shoots you.
Did the guy die?
Don't know. I didn't finish reading it, but
Oh my
I know his
God.
boss shot him. Like over some
It
burnt biscuits.
must have been some really bad biscuits, man.
So next time,
Yes.
the next time you guys go at Popeyes and you get burnt biscuit, think before you go and complain about it. Dude might get shot.
Oh man, now you both are kind of cutting in and out. That's fucking bad.
Seriously?
Yeah. I mean, it's fine for now, but.
What were you talking about, Daniel, again?
Fucking burnt biscuits.
Oh,
Man
yeah.
gets shot over burnt biscuits.
Yeah, think before you complain. Your burnt biscuits aren't worth a dead body. Do you hear about the
Basically,
four? Oh.
the
Go on.
what?
The $4 billion aluminum production plant they're announcing for Enola.
No, I have not.
Yeah, they're making that, and then they're making a. I want to say it was like a $3 million fucking ammunition plant here in the industrial park.
Careful what you. Don't get too close to home, buddy.
Wait, what? Sorry, my fucking shit.
You good, man?
What do you think about new people or more people moving to a small town?
I think that defeats the purpose of a small town. I don't want
Yeah.
fucking people down around me, man. That's why I live where I live.
Yeah, I'm a little worried.
Yeah, I would be. You're about to get a bunch of people that are not gonna do very well down there.
Yeah, and then they're gonna fuck shit up, you know?
That's what I mean. Your crime rate is about to go through the roof.
Yeah. It's so stupid. But I don't know. And then they waste all the money. They say that it makes us so much money, but they waste it all on the school.
School and then roads that don't need gone over.
No, there's always roads in Oklahoma that need gone over.
Yeah, but they do the ones dog shit. They do the ones that don't need gone over. Those are the ones they do.
I was about to say the name of the road. Whoever did that fucking road right behind y'all's fucking town, that's like the nicest road in Oklahoma, they need to be two in the roads. You guys probably know what I'm talking about.
Right behind us. Like north, east, south, or west?
Bitch, I don't know. It's the one on the other side of the industrial park that takes you all the way to fucking God damn it. Or just say things without saying things. You know what I'm saying?
I think I know what you're talking about.
I think I know what you're talking about too.
It has two names. It's on the fucking east.
Going towards Going towards,
Where Hunter works.
Oh yeah. Yeah. Where the festival is.
They have festivals out there?
I mean, there's one in particular, but... Well, like no, the not...
kinda.
Yeah, I guess. It's hard to explain without... But yeah, I know what you're talking about.
Hard to say it without saying it, bro. That should be a fucking thing right there.
Yeah, like, you
don't
can't say a certain
idea.
Word.
I copyrighted that.
That's funny. Like, you can't say a certain word or something. We play that drinking.
Yeah, that would be sick. I drink every single pod the whole time. But that would be sick.
It's hard. We've done it. You fucking, like... It's like, you can't cuss. And every time you cuss, you have to drink.
I would be obliterated in an hour.
Yeah, it's fucking hard. I hate that game.
Unless if I'm drinking lights, man. I could drink lights all day long.
Like Bush?
Yeah, like just the light beers. I don't like them, but they just don't fuck with me.
Read.
Bush is good.
I like me my IPAs.
Oh, I don't like IPAs. What did you say, Daniel?
A Florida man. Man sneezes several loops of his intestines out of his body while eating breakfast.
I don't think that's possible. Is that even possible?
I kind of doubt it. I ain't gonna say no. I ain't a doctor.
I'm gonna look it up.
I feel like that'd be pretty hard.
Here, I'll send you this link. How is in the show?
I don't think you're lying. I just think the thing is lying to you. You'd be fucking sick, though.
Could you imagine sneezing so hard?
It was a 63-year-old from Florida.
Came out of his nose?
There's no fucking way. No, you cannot sneeze your intestines out of your nose.
You might be able to sneeze your eyeballs out of your sockets, but...
Yeah.
I could see that being pretty possible.
Isn't it like every time you sneeze, your heart stops? Is that true?
I don't think so. It's like when they in school, if they said you get hit in between heartbeats, you'll die.
Shit.
Classic, you know. We can't see that, Danny.
Oh, there we go.
I can see it.
My heart just stopped. Oh my god.
I mean, that's maybe crazy. With a certain surgery, like that says, but that's wild.
There's no way.
There's one a way. Where there's a will, there's a way.
I guess. I wouldn't
Shut
will
the
that.
Fuck. Yeah, why would you want that? You idiot.
The fucking gnarliest thing I've ever fucking, heard of medically that I've actually seen in person was my HVAC teacher. And he's still functioning and all that shit, but he had to get something done to his sinuses and his nose, and they went up and, drilled into the bone and shit.
Oh.
And they ended up drilling too far because your sinuses are, right up against your, brain, your skull cavity. and they drilled too far and didn't know it. And so they just stopped, were done, you know, thought everything was cool. And fucking, he started like leaking this like black shit out of his nose. And he's like, what the fuck is this? And went like that for a couple of years. And finally, one of the doctors noticed it. And he was like, what the fuck is that? It's like, oh, that's a fucking spinal fluid. Or not spinal fluid, fucking brain, like brain fluid.
Oh, whatever your brain's fucking in.
And he's like, there's no way that they can do anything about it. He just has constant snot that's brain fluid, whatever you want to call it.
Oh, God. That's disgusting.
My HVAC teacher, he also pissed out, like, 6 kidney stones a day.
Like, every day?
Every day. During class.
What the fuck? Does he not, like, go to the hospital or anything?
Oh, he does, but sometimes he has to get them surgically removed, but most of the time he can just piss them out.
That's crazy. He should get, like, disability or something. That's crazy.
He
didn't
take that shit. He's a bad motherfucker.
Did you guys hear
dude,
what
I'd
I...
kill myself.
Yeah, I would literally not want to live anymore. Especially because kidney stones, they can be pretty fucking big, right?
Oh, yeah. They can be, like, to the point where they have to, you know, do surgery to cut them out of your body because you can't pass them through your fucking urethra.
Oh, my God. That sounds terrible.
Oh, dude, I bet his dick hole looks like it's been sounded.
Oh, God. That's disgusting.
Glad you know what that is.
Oh, God. I think I'd rather watch me spin over and over and over again.
I just thought about I was watching a video. It was a traffic stop. And they had the person out of the car. And her pet raccoon was in the car. And the cop walked up with the body cam, right? And this fucking raccoon is sitting there with a meth pipe in his hands.
Oh, yeah. Now, not only did they find one, once they took the first meth pipe away from the raccoon, it pulled out another one.
It really
did. It had two.
That's crazy.
That just happened recently.
Yeah, what's that raccoon's name?
Meth out Larry. Oh, no.
Its name is Chewy. That's what it was.
Had a name. I didn't even know it had a name.
Yeah, it went viral for playing with a meth pipe, and it got released like a week ago from...
You guys want to talk about the squirrel?
What squirrel?
The one up in New York that the cops killed? It was the dude's pet squirrel, and he had like hundreds of videos with the squirrel.
Oh, and, yeah. I know exactly what you're talking about. They took more than the squirrel, too.
Did they?
Yeah, he had more animals, and they took them all and killed them.
Why?
I don't remember what the other animals were, because he's not allowed to have them.
Well,
by law.
Yeah,
but they were orphaned and like disabled.
It was a completely tamed like squirrel, and like it would like play with
they
him
no
and
right.
eat with him, and they just came in and killed it.
That's
yep, they had no
up.
Right, man. It was horrible. Yeah, I saw that like a week or so ago.
Oh, was he like the social media squirrel?
Yes, that squirrel,
like famous.
Yep. He had a bunch of videos with it.
That's sad. Let's talk about the thing you sent in Discord.
Oh, yeah. That father was trying to teach that kid a lesson. You are not going to like alcohol.
Oh, yeah. Forced his son to drink. What if our child was drinking?
No, would you force your son to drink until he passed out? As a punishment?
I would close fist punch him in the mouth and be like, why'd you steal my beer? No, I don't know, man. I wouldn't be that mad. I mean, definitely sit down and have a talk with him. Because, like, I did some stupid shit when I was younger because I didn't fucking know.
Yeah.
I didn't know you couldn't have open containers in your car.
But in this case, in this case, it was the father forcing the kid to drink it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I wouldn't do that. It's wild.
That's fucked up. That's definitely child abuse.
If it was cigarettes, I would for sure, but that's like different.
Yeah, because that's like...
ain't gonna like give him alcohol poisoning or make him vomit in his sleep.
It'll probably make him throw up right then and there, but...
That's like a perfect situation to accidentally kill your child.
Yeah. Does it say if he got, like, in trouble, Daniel?
No, I ain't look into it fully.
Oh my god! I hate you!
Why would you fucking bring it up?
Yeah, exactly! You're just leaving us hanging on all these. This is pissing me off.
Because I thought about the raccoon, dude.
That's so stupid.
And then I thought about a squirrel.
Did you guys hear what I said about the Cheeto shaped like a Charizard?
No.
There was a Cheeto that they found in New York that was shaped like a Charizard. And they sold it. Guess how much they sold it for?
10 million.
Higher.
No, I'm gonna kill myself. Goodbye.
$87 million.
Whoever bought that should...
Oh my god!
That's ridiculous.
I meant... Don't. You're gonna think I'm so stupid. I'm at $87,000.
Are you lower. Kidding me? Dude, so many zeros that are not there.
That's so embarrassing, actually.
You saw three zeros.
I'm like, 87 million.
She ain't never seen 87,000. She's like, oh, that's a lot of money. Like, 87 million.
That's actually so embarrassing. Okay, somebody else go next. I don't want to talk anymore.
We got to talk about Cheetos.
So pretty good, but it ain't no 10 mil.
I said, oh no, more.
Aren't they trying to get rid of the fucking red dye in Cheetos?
Yeah, they're gonna. It's a
why
vice president's deal because it causes like hella cancer.
For real?
Oh yeah. All those like a majority of those food dyes like cause hella cancer and hella other shit. They're not good to be eating. Oh, I love hot Cheetos, man. I eat a whole bag and then regret it later in the night.
Did you ever watch the movie on hot Cheetos?
No.
It's so good. You should watch it.
You ever watch the Coen's fiberglass insulation shows?
No.
It has Pink Panther in it. It's pretty sick.
Pink Panther?
Yeah.
That's so
I had to
old.
Watch him for work one day. They made me watch him, and he told me to wear a respirator while I was hanging up his shit, and I said, nah. I'm a man. I'm going to breed that fiberglass.
That's crazy.
Yeah, no, it sucks.
That's fucking crazy. Freaking... Well... Dude, I feel like there's something wrong with Verizon right now.
I never liked Verizon, man. Their shit always seems wrong.
It's so stupid. I feel like all their towers are down or some shit, because nothing ever loads.
Well, I mean, AT&T and Verizon share a lot of towers. My shit's working fine, but I am, like, a little ways from you.
Yeah, you live, like, what, an hour away?
Yeah, around about an hour. Live in that deep south.
Yeah, I don't know if I could live... out in the sticks like you do.
Oh, I love it, man.
That's scary.
When I get my fucking house done down here, man, we need to fucking get together and play some like D&D, everybody.
Yeah, we need to get a new something we can play D&D on because my Xbox will not do it.
You need to get like a laptop or something. That shit is just superior online.
Hunter said that it would work on an iPad, but I don't know how if it would work on an iPad.
I bet it would.
You think so?
Maybe. I don't know, honestly. I can't try it on my work one, because that's the only one I have.
Can't your try guys's it on that. Job, your guys' job gives you iPads?
Yeah. For work. Dang. I don't get to take what? That shit, like, when I leave, but it's home right now.
Alright, guys, so throwback to 2016. A 17-year-old male gorilla was shot dead Saturday after a child fell into... Yep.
Why? Why are you doing this? Why are you doing this to us?
Gotta respect Harambe. Because
we gotta remember Harambe.
We do remember Harambe because I'm pretty sure you bring it up multiple times a day.
You know, the 100 men versus the one gorilla?
Oh my god.
They're actually doing that for Harambe.
No, they're not. No, they're not.
The gorilla's gonna get payback.
No.
It's his lost cousin.
That's crazy. Did that actually, like, that never happened, right?
No, that 100% happened. A little kid fell into his pen. Harambe was not aggressive towards it or anything. Like
they were debating on whether they should tranquilize it or shoot it, and they chose to shoot it.
Yeah, they shot the fuck out of it, too. They shot the fuck out of it right in front of that little kid.
I meant, like, the 100 men against the gorilla.
No, that's never happened. What the fuck?
You guys are like... Yes, it definitely happened, and I was like, what?
Well, I thought you were talking about Harambe, something that definitely happened.
Yeah, I remember Harambe happening. People were wearing t-shirts and shit about it.
Yeah, it was kind of sad as fuck. I don't know, fuck zoos.
Could you imagine winning the lottery and you thinking it was fake?
I mean... I guess you would, if you thought it was fake and just trashed it, you wouldn't even feel the burden, because you'd never know.
Fuck. Somebody would find that shit. That's like that TV show called My Name is Earl.
And I've seen it, never watched it.
Are you serious? Jesus.
No, shit like that drives me up a wall.
Jesus Christ.
This happened 4 days ago. A family of four, including a 13-year-old, is in the hospital after a pit bull they own attacked them in Minneapolis on Sunday night.
Next.
One pit bull versus four people.
Yeah, and now that pit bull's probably dead, which is sad. What did those people do? That's the question.
Got bit by a pit bull?
Yeah, they probably deserved it.
Doesn't say the why, it just says that the family surrendered the dog over to the city and it's currently impounded at Minneapolis Animal Care Control.
It's definitely going to die.
It's going bye-bye.
Yeah.
And we say bye-bye.
Did you guys watch the video of us? There's a happened in New York, it's like a week ago. But two pit bulls attacked a small dog up in New York. Do you guys see that video?
No.
The what?
Yeah. I think we have very different feeds that we watch.
Probably. But no, it was two pit bulls attacking this little white dog. Fuck that dog up.
Yeah, I'd imagine so.
And these people were just kind of standing there, not like trying to control their dog at all. Just let their dog eat this dog. But a little dog is alive and recovering.
I mean, if I owned a pit bull and somebody just, I have it on a leash, whatever, you know, it's minding its own business. A little fucking dog runs up on it, yapping and trying to bite at it. I ain't gonna try to stop my dog from eating that fucking thing.
That thing.
Fuck that thing.
Spit on that thing. I'm just kidding.
Have you seen the voiceover where it's some like Austrian dude? He's like, you got to give it the talk to it. It's spit on that thing. And it's over her face, dude. And it looks so good.
No.
It just like when she looks when her voice is coming out of her mouth, she looks like a woman. When his voice is coming out of her mouth, they change none of her appearance, but she starts to look like a man.
It's crazy. I didn't watch it.
You could have hucked it to it. It spit on that thing. It's like Arnold Schwarzenegger trying to say that. It's fucking great.
Ew. I hate his voice so much.
I smoke my stogie. You seen that video of him?
Uh-uh.
He just going around back in like the, I think, early 2000s, just telling people, I smoke my stogie wherever I want. Smoking
that's
around
fucking
and
weird.
Fucking, he's fucking crazy.
I seen that she finally like came out and was like, I'm alive.
Who?
Hawk to a girl. She started her podcast again too.
Oh, well, she's about to get fucking destroyed by everybody because she stole so much money.
I know.
I don't know, that's gotta be fake. I guarantee you that girl's dead somewhere. There's no
right?
way. You don't steal that much money and don't end up dead in a ditch.
Talk about stealing,
I know.
Money. On
May 6th, she posted a video of her podcast, and she looks rough. She looks weird, I don't know. She kind of does look like a man now that you said something.
Do you guys want to talk about Gavin Newsom?
Who the fuck is Gavin Newsom?
Governor of fucking California. The one that sat there and pointed fingers at everybody but himself when the big California fire happened. And there were fire trucks out there with no water. And there was no water in the reserves. And he got all this money and didn't put any of it towards water.
Are you serious?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, he's a stupid piece of shit.
And then this big fire happened, fucking destroyed, you know, a lot of shit. And he's like, we need more money. We need more money. But he had the money to prevent it in the first place.
Fucking piece of shit. Somebody the other day said that California wasn't going to be above water much longer.
Yeah, they're fucking dumber than a box of rocks.
Isn't there a fault there?
Well, no, there is a San Andreas fault line.
Yeah, that's what they were talking about.
Oh,
I
well,
think.
Yeah, if that goes off, then yeah, they'll absolutely be underwater. I thought that was going to be a global warming thing.
But I feel like that would take years and years and years before that happened.
I don't believe in global warming. That shit, the Earth has its cycles, man.
I've seen a post about, I guess there's a fault over there in Africa, and it's like making an ocean or something.
Well, Africa is on an ocean.
Yeah, but it's cracking Africa.
There's allowing the ocean inside.
It's going to be a new...
Oh, that's weird.
Yeah.
Trying to remember, was it the San Andreas fault line that... There was one fault line that went off and it made the river of Mississippi flow upstream for several days.
Seriously?
Mm-hmm.
That's weird.
Yeah, the reason that it... The way that river's shaped is because of fault lines and shit. Over the many of years.
Today, going through town, I literally seen... Sorry, this just reminded me of this train that was going the opposite way that it usually does. But I literally seen, and I'm not even kidding you, like, fucking 5 trains full of military vehicles, tanks, fucking cars, everything.
It's not weird.
Yeah, it is.
No, it's not.
I've never seen, like, that many in one day.
How do you think military vehicles go from base to base to base? They have to get transported. They get loaded up onto a train and fucking delivered. It's like...
I fucking hate
like,
you.
It's kind of like Temu. You order it, they put it in a box, they ship it to you, You receive said package, you open it, and boom, you got your Timu.
You're so stupid. I fucking hate you. Oh, obviously.
Shit. Hawk 2 is coming, making a comeback. Like, actually.
Yeah, I told you. She fucking...
She's gonna be in a fucking Hulu series. Who cares? It's called Chad Powers.
Chad Powers?
Yeah, she's gonna have a cameo in it, I guess. Again, Hulu series.
What the fuck?
Did you guys see her Pokemon card?
Yes. You've already told us about her Pokemon card, I think. Right?
I don't know.
How she has the Hawk to a spray or something like that. She's like a water Pokemon.
Oh, yeah. I gotta go post in the chat, though.
You're stupid.
Oh, I should want to.
Well, going back to the freaking military thing, I don't know. Going back to the military thing, though, a customer told me the reason why there's so many is because they're going to the border.
Maybe, but I think they're going the wrong way, the way I saw them going.
We're gonna go fuck up the cartel.
That's what I've heard, the cartel.
Oh yeah, we are gonna go fuck them up, which is gonna be a good thing.
Yep, the U.S. announced them as a terrorist group.
That's scary.
And, I'm pretty sure Trump or whoever was talking to the Mexican president about, being able to do, like, airstrikes into Mexico at known cartel-like locations. And, of course, the Mexican president, who gets all her money and all her votes from the cartel, said no. So.
Oh, yeah.
That's crazy. That's so scary. Yeah.
The only reason she's in office is because the cartel allows her to be. So, of course, she's gonna say no. Government. Yeah.
Not basically. I mean, they are the whole-on government over there.
Yep.
That's terrifying, because the cartels, like, are fucking savages.
That's whack-dickulous.
Yeah, Hawk 2, though, she did release new episodes of her podcast. So, fuck that bitch.
I guess she didn't get in a lot of trouble. Or any.
I know. What the fuck happened to all those people's money? Did she pay it back, I wonder?
She probably spat on that thing.
That's crazy.
That's all them rich guys were trying to get anyway from giving her all that money. Could you post this to the right chat, brother?
Right.
I just did.
Oh, did you? I'm already in the wrong chat calling you out. No, yeah, I don't see it, bro.
My shit's being slipped. I don't know.
Oh, so Strawberry Jam.
No, I posted after
that's
that.
That's mine.
It's just...
Strawberry Jams, but my Glock don't.
That's funny. That's crazy. Yeah, I don't know. I feel like Verizon's just being real shitty right now. Real shitty. Have you guys ever had a cat stuck under the hood of your car?
Yes.
What happened?
Baked that shit.
Nuh-uh.
Nah, I heard it before I started my car up. Otherwise, yeah, it would have been baked, because it was way wrapped under my engine.
Dang, dude, that's scary.
It took me multiple hours to pull it out.
That's sad. At least it's alive. Maybe not today, but...
it'd be old. Old as bug.
Oh, it was a long time ago.
Yeah, it was only like 5 years ago.
Yeah, I'd probably be pretty old.
Did my shit send yet?
Yeah, it's in there.
Oh, okay.
It do be in there. I gave it a thumbs up. I like that shit.
What is it?
Just pictures of Hawk 2, a girl.
Daniel! Better stop.
No, it's... did you read what it is?
You're bad. My uncle posted that, and he actually performs that, okay? And Daniel screenshotted it, or he's not my uncle, he's my aunt's boyfriend, but Daniel screenshotted it and fucking sent it to me and was like, he would post that. That's so fucked up. Kyle, have you been anywhere? I'm sorry. No. Have you been anywhere out of Oklahoma?
I mean, yeah, I've driven out, but never, like, stayed out for extended periods of time.
Have you been to, like, another state?
Yeah, I've been to other states.
Oh, okay.
Just not, like, stayed.
Oh.
I mean, like, the furthest I went in America was probably fucking, yeah, it'd be Colorado for sure. And that was literally just a round trip. Like, I didn't stay even a night or nothing.
Shit.
Yeah, it's like a 19-hour round trip.
That's crazy. I cannot.
Oh, I love long drives. That shit's fun.
I could.
But I have been to Cancun.
You have?
Yeah.
Did you have fun?
I don't know. I was a toddler.
Oh, shit. That doesn't count.
<I'm just laughs> I know, right?
I went to Cancun once, too. And was
it fun?
It was. Hunter got drunk as fuck. And he ended up puking blue vodka out all over the hotel bed.
Hell yeah. Blue Curacao. Fuck yeah.
Ugh. It was so bad. And he was only like 16.
Damn.
But they don't give a fuck how old you are there. They'll feed you whatever you want.
Oh, I'm sure.
I told them virgin daiquiris, and they were giving me like alcohol in them. They didn't understand what I was saying. It was crazy.
So thanks for continuously telling us you're virgin.
Probably. That's so funny. I looked up online crazy like news stories, and it's just pulling up a bunch of bullshit that I don't care about.
Yeah. Yeah, you gotta know what to type in.
Yeah, like emu escapes trailer on Pennsylvania highway. Like, who gives a fuck about that? Or...
Oh, you guys heard about the fucking Ozempic shit?
No? What?
It has the main ingredient in it is, like, the saliva of this fucking lizard. Like, it's, like, the size of a Komodo dragon. It's not a Komodo dragon, though. I don't think. But
what the fuck?
Yeah, that's like the main ingredient in like Ozempic and a couple of those other weight loss shots. And it's like fucking starting to kill massive amounts of people.
Are you serious?
Oh, it's causing like hella breast cancer in like everybody that takes it.
Oh my god.
And not just that, it's causing a lot of other shit.
It says the drug's label now includes a warning about intestinal blockages.
Yeah.
May trigger brain changes linked to depression, trend in weight loss drugs. hang on, I'm still reading.
They're in deep shit.
Affects your pancreas, your liver, your digestive system.
I mean, what did we think was going to happen?
It temporarily stops the liver from releasing excess of sugar and slows down the movement of food through the digestive tract.
Yeah, makes you not want to eat.
Sounds like you don't shit either.
Mm-hmm.
So it sounds like you're starving yourself. That's how you lose fucking weight so fast.
Yeah, I know. Just, like, do it. Don't take a drug.
You know it's faster?
Just do it.
Count your calories and eat salads and lots of protein.
Yeah, okay.
I recommend a carnivore diet.
Okay, what's his name? Fucking Liver King. There's a documentary out
now. I actually don't take steroids, and I definitely don't eat testicles.
You don't eat balls? You don't take balls?
Hell no. No. I'll eat cow heart, though. That shit's delicious.
Try it, dude. It's great.
Ew. Did you just say cow heart?
Yeah, it tastes like roast.
That's fucking disgusting.
Tastes like a fucking roast, man.
I don't even think I've ever had a roast.
What the fuck's wrong with you? You never had a pot roast?
I don't know. Did y'all have a had a pot roast?
Eat what the fuck?
Or I don't think so. Now. I don't think so.
What? You never had meat cooked in broth in a crock pot with fucking potatoes and carrots?
Mm-mm. Nope, fucking I don't think so.
Wild.
Yeah, no, I'm good, though. That shit grosses me out.
It's so good, though. Or corn, beef. Mm.
Chicken also grosses me out. I can barely even eat chicken if I cook it.
She doesn't like meat. She likes vegetables.
Ugh. Well, have fun taking your supplements.
I like meat.
No wonder your fucking tendons break.
I ain't got no meat.
Try some fucking meat.
No, I like meat. I just don't like chicken like that.
She'll go out and like hurt herself. I'd be like, oh, you should drink more milk as a kid.
It's only because you're obsessed with milk and it's fucking weird.
Milk is pretty good, though.
Do you just drink glasses on top of glasses of milk?
I go through spurts where I like don't want it at all, and then I'll have spurts where I'm like drinking 4 or 5 cups a day.
That's fucking nasty.
That's good for you.
It is not good for you. That's actually really bad for you.
Yeah, it's actually really good for you.
Gives your bones calcium.
I'm over here with no broken parts and yeah.
Fuck you. He say said, it.
Well, look who's hurting. Look yeah, who's hurting.
Yeah.
Gimpy.
Yeah, fucking say it out loud. Say it with your chest.
Hi, my name's Hunter.
Gimp.
Oh, Hunter, I'm so glad you decided to join. Actually, you gotta go with a deeper voice. You just sounded like the same old Dan.
My name's Hunter.
Dan.
Dan.
Makes him sound way older than you. Don't say it like that.
Dan. Hey, Dan. He is way older than me. How old do you think Daniel is?
45.
You think Daniel's 45 years old?
Hell no. Nah.
Okay, I was about to say, that's weird.
I thought he was probably Hunter's age.
I'm 18. What?
How old is Hunter? 28?
Yes, I think. Yeah, he's 28. He's 3 years older than me.
You're close. Daniel is 30 years old.
Damn, robbing the cradle over there.
Yep.
More like poking my fucking casket.
Shut up! Do you know what? Do you know what robbing the cradle means?
Fuck no. It
means you're a pedophile.
Hell no.
You never heard that expression before?
No. Oh my god, you're so stupid. He said more like poking the casket.
So, I was so confused for a second.
Me too. That's why I knew he didn't know what that meant after he said that.
It's like, I still don't know what that means, but
it means I'm younger than you, so you're robbing the cradle, like you're robbing a baby out of the cradle. Like you're stealing, like, yeah, you're basically a...
Yeah.
How long you guys been together?
4 or 5 years? 4 or 5 years? Like that?
I mean, you're 26, aren't you?
Yeah, I'm 26.
Yeah, so he's fine.
Yeah. He's only 4 years older than me. But at heart, he's actually 18. That's mean. He'll admit it, though, right, Daniel?
I like Hot Wheels.
He does. He has an entire collection of Hot Wheels. They're right behind me. There's like fucking 100 of them.
Oh, hell yeah.
Don't encourage him. It's terrible. Anytime we go to Walmart, I find him in the fucking toy section.
You gotta have that childlike wonder, man.
At least I buy stuff I take care of. You go to the store.
This guy's isn't married. This is not you guys' marriage counsel.
You go to the store. And you're like, I want this plant. You bring it home. The next day, it's fucking dead.
I did tell my boss that I can't keep plants alive, and he'd trust me in the greenhouse, which I'm surprised.
Them bitches are all gonna be dead by summer.
Plants are so easy, dog.
No, they're not. They're hard.
I've had a bonsai that's, like, older than your guys' relationship.
A bonsai? What's a bonsai?
A little tree.
Aw, that's cute. Oh, wait, is it like the Asian karate tree?
Yeah, but that's not, like, the kind of tree I have. It's a little American tree. I forget exactly what it's called, but...
Oh.
He's a fat little boy.
So is my dog. Sorry. That's weird.
I'm on a diet. Let's get back on topic.
Where are your news stories?
Dude, I gave you news stories.
You gave us, like, one news story.
So did Kyle.
Where are your news stories?
Ozempic, Diddy, Kanye.
Diddy actually did have his trial, didn't he?
Yeah, it's still going on, I'm pretty sure, ain't it?
I don't know.
Yeah, he was in the courtroom reading the Bible. He was trying to look like a good boy, so everybody felt bad for him. He changed a leaf.
Yeah, well, he needs to play the song, the new song Kanye released.
I was watching a video. Is a dude that's been to prison a whole bunch. He's like, the only time you see somebody in courtroom reading a Bible is when they're up. He just started going off on Diddy.
That's crazy.
Dude, there were some people coming out talking about, like, what happened to him at the freak-offs.
That's crazy. Oh. Did you...
What happened?
A bunch of hired male prostitutes that fuck a lot of famous people, I'm pretty sure. Trying to find the exact thing.
Did they all get their own baby oil?
They all got their own, like, 20 gallons of baby oil.
Ew. Fucking, have you heard about, it's called Mom Talk? It's like the secret life of Mormon wives.
Ew.
Have you heard about that?
No.
Apparently this girl went viral on TikTok because she created a TikTok for these Mormon wives. And they were coming out saying, like, they were doing stuff that Mormon wives don't normally do, I guess. And one of them was like, yeah.
What can't they do?
They fucking used to swing with all their husbands.
That's what Mormons are well known for.
No, it's not. Is it?
Yeah, dude. 100%. That's the whole point. That's, like, a part of the religion.
They were, like, soft swingers.
Yeah, you get, like, multiple wives, and you just kind of go around. You're basically just a swinger, and that's your religion.
I didn't know that.
Yeah, Mormons are gross.
That's fucking weird. And apparently Ohio has a fuck ton of Mormons. Is it Ohio? Yeah.
Yeah.
No, Ohio. Utah. Wait.
Pretty sure Ohio.
Maybe it is Ohio.
I'm sure they're everywhere. Gross.
I didn't know that was normal. I thought that was fucking weird.
No, it is weird. It ain't normal. That's normal for Mormons.
Yeah, that's fucking...
Isn't it in Utah you can't have alcohol, or what state is that?
Yeah. Ooh. Yeah, there is a state like Utah? That. I think there's just certain towns that you can't.
Well, there's towns around here that you can't either.
Yeah, it's called, like, dry towns or dry spots.
Yeah, dry states, dry towns and stuff.
There's places in Oklahoma I can't have a beer.
There's places in Arkansas.
Well, you can't buy it.
Yeah.
Kansas, bro. Kansas is entirely dry.
fucking Arkansas, if you go to Tennessee through Arkansas, there's multiple places that are dry areas and you can't find any alcohol.
They have dry counties over there.
Yeah.
That's what they call them over there, because it's whole counties that do that out there.
Yeah, it's fucking crazy. That's fucking crazy. Let's see.
It says other states like Oklahoma do not have any dry counties.
Oh, Jay, shit.
Jay was not considered a dry town, but they just recently got their first liquor store. And, I mean, you probably know why, but the churches keep fucking buying the liquor licenses out.
Could you imagine living in a town that was dry like that, like had no fucking alcohol?
Oh, I wouldn't live there.
That'd suck.
I'd walk fucking straight out of town.
What's the point? What's the point of having a dry county?
I mean, because some like politician was an alcoholic or saw somebody that in their family that was, and they're like, my feelings hurt. I gotta make everybody suffer because I can't handle my own. And that's pretty much what it is. Politics.
That's
the
crazy.
Roaring Twenties. That's why they called it that, because of Prohibition. Back in the 1920s to 1928, I believe. And I'm not reading this. I actually just know that off the top of my head. I'm still just looking at Hawk 2.
Oh my god, that's crazy.
Alcoholic talking about his favorite thing.
I love me my alcohol. I've had 3 beers since we've been talking.
Oh shit.
I've been looking at 3 beers and haven't drank them yet.
It's sad.
Trees, and I have not ingested them.
You can say it. I mean, it's legal.
Yeah, it is. It is where we're at. I'm looking at weed.
Do you think
that the 5...
Drug addict.
Fuck you. The 5-second rule, do you think that it's real?
100%. I mean, I go by 10. Depending on where
I
think.
I go by minutes, dude.
Ew, no, it is not fucking... Don't do that.
Not a big fan of washing my hands either after I'm working. If it doesn't come off on my pants, it won't come off on my food.
Ew!
That's how
God.
I was raised.
Ew! That's what Daniel does.
I remember going to Jimmy John's out in Colorado every day, and my hands would be black as fuck. I'd just be over here, sell my lunchbox, casually eat my Jimmy John's with these black ass hands.
That's fucking disgusting.
And a little bit of a rub on the pants, man, you're solid.
I'd look at the fucking bread, and there'd be like a little black on the bread.
Ew.
I'd be like, oh, that won't kill me.
Why would you do that? That's fucking disgusting.
Because I was hungry. Duh.
He said, duh.
That's
what am I gonna
crazy.
Do? Drop out on the floor and eat like a chicken?
That's
no hands.
There is.
You said that almost like you want to do that.
Yeah, you actually fucking did, actually. That's weird.
Wait, what? What did I do?
You said that like you wanted to eat it off the ground like a chicken.
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, that's why I pictured in my head. Fucking no hands, just all you're picking at.
Ew.
Oh my gosh, you're touching it with your hands?
Just so you guys know, the 5-second rule, there's still the same amount of germs on your food if you left it there for 10, 20, 30 seconds.
We see y'all on the next episode of this podcast. It's been a wonderful time. We love y'all. Hit us up on all of our socials, and we will catch y'all in the next one. Have a wonderful night, everybody.